Castro Colonies Heritage Association meeting for December 15th, 1991 will come to order. If you'll just remain seated and bow your heads, we'll have prayer by Jerome Winan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd ask that each of you in your own way give about a minute of silent prayer, and then I'll try to wind it up. Would you pray, please? Our Father, from whom all blessings flow, we pause this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Hondo to bring this chorus of praise and petition and supplication for the less fortunate. We ask that Thou be with each of us as we go through this very busy season of the Advent, and not let us overshadow the true meaning with all of the hustle and bustle that we are about. We come armed with the hope and the preparation and the joy of this third Sunday in Advent. We are looking forward again this year to the good news of the birth of Christ Jesus. We ask especially this day that Thou be with the repose of souls in the cemeteries of Medina County and in this adjacent area where the intrepid forefathers made their homes, and even they celebrated Christmas as we do today. And if it be those things that we learned as a child, we are trying to be good in Thy sight. We ask Thy blessings upon the persons who have prepared the food for our fellowship period today, and we pray for the continuing leadership of the Castro Colonies Heritage Association as they prepare for the new year. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jerome. In your newsletter, first, I guess I better say welcome. I'm so glad all of you are here today, and if you don't have a seat, well, kind of sit with somebody, make it a little closer. How many of you are here for the first time? Great, as members for the first time. Wonderful, welcome. And how many of you are visiting with us today? Oh my gracious, we have a lot of visitors today. Well, we're so glad you're here, and do come again. I was going to wish, where is our 95-year-old? Agnes, stand up. Agnes is celebrating her 95th birthday. Every year we wish Agnes happy birthday, and I don't know anybody that beats Agnes. Well, great, Agnes. And bless Patty, she always knows who I am, so that's great. And Mr. Finger, aren't you getting close to Agnes? Clem, how old are you now? You're not telling. 93, my gracious. We're happy to have you here. In your newsletter, you had copy of the minutes. And if your you have no corrections for the minutes. I'd like to hear a motion that they stand approved as printed. Anyone have any corrections or additions to the minutes? All right. Thank you. Charlie, second. Our treasurer's report, Joseph.
This is for the 3 month period from September the 1st through the November the 31st. We had an opening balance of $3,988. The income during this period was $1,969. And it was from dues $120, cookbook sales $140, wall book sales $70, soul book sales $334, history books $886, let's celebrate book $60, and the recent developed shopping bags $288, memorials $15, and bank interest $56. Expenses during this period, the quarterly meetings was $318, postage, paper, and printing was $17, book purchase or expenses with handling books and so forth was $62. There was a $50 reimbursement included in that. Administrative was $66. And it had largely to do with a box rental, post office box rental, and we had a subscription to the Texas State Historical Society publication. That was an expense of $465, leaving a check-in balance of $5,491. Then we have money out in four different investments. It's $40,470, and the total assets come to $45,962. If there are no questions, thank you.
Anyone have a question? Anything they'd like to add to the treasurer's report? Thank you, Joseph. Corresponding Secretary, Billy. Where are you, Billy? Mail the newsletters, right. If you didn't hear, Billy said there are extra newsletters up here on the front table. In connection with the newsletter, I'd like to read a little short note that we received about the newsletter. We've gotten several compliments the last few months on our newsletter. And this comes from a lady, Phyllis Breeden Lagarde from Houma, Louisiana. She says, I just joined a few months ago and really look forward to and thoroughly enjoyed your newsletter. It is friendly and informative, and even though I've always lived away from your area, I feel deeply my roots calling out to me. My father was born in Devine, my mother was born in Hondo. So this is just sort of typical, and she also wishes CCHA Merry Christmas. Typical of the compliments that we've gotten on the newsletter, so thank you all. Aline, membership?
Okay, we had a total of regular members of 212, honorary members 9, life members 19, and 91 new members this year, giving us a total of 331, and 3 deaths leaves a total of 328. And I'm happy to announce we have a new life member, our own president, Mrs. Winand, for 1992. Her husband surprised her with this at our last board of directors meeting.
Well, thank you, Jerome, and thank you, Eileen. As usual, I like to report to you on our board of directors meeting. We met November the 13th in Castroville. We met also with the newly elected officers, your president, vice president, treasurer, and secretaries. We kind of had a short meeting. There wasn't all that much business to attend to, but we did approve and discuss our participation in Castroville on Christmas on the Square, which was rained out last week. We did go, but we had to leave because of the rain. We did approve and sent to the Landmark Inn for their open house 10 dozen cookies, and we have received a letter of thanks from them, and we appreciate that. And as usual, we discussed ideas for the continuing growth and of CCHA, and also our problem of storage. If any of you can help, well, please do. And then I told them a little bit about the trip that we made in October to Europe and the presentation that I did make with Jerome's help, of course, to the Association Alsace-USA in Strasbourg. And I was telling a lady a while ago, this group was so appreciative of us being there. We showed some hundred slides of Medina County and of the San Antonio area. We had emphasis on the Alsatian dance group because they are very much interested in knowing how we are perpetuating the culture and the heritage here in our area. And Castroville, Dehennis, and the area is known to them. And as you know, how many visitors do come from Alsace to our area. They're organizing a tour, I know that, to come sometime in 92. April. Okay, you've already heard from Gilbert. Oh. Yeah, well, he was thinking about Easter time, but since I hadn't heard from him, well, I'm glad to know that. So now you all can get busy and plan to welcome another group from Alsace around Easter time. We had a very nice trip. We also, as you noticed in our newsletter, we went to Buchenbach in Belgium, which at the time was Prussia, where we met Winan cousins for the very first time. And that was quite a thrill. And they kept us busy, and did they ever feed us. But we were able to see Jerome's great-grandfather's birthplace and his mother's birthplace, all still being lived in. We went to several other family members, and each one, whether it was morning, lunch, or afternoon, or evening, we had to eat. So it was sort of like a whole week of round-the-clock eating. But it was a lot of fun, and it meant a lot to us to meet these people. And then we worked our way down into the Alsatian region and met with and visited with Gartheiser cousins and stayed with them. And we also, as you notice in the newsletter, had a dinner party where the mayors of the two villages, Niederrensen and Oberrensen, were in attendance. And, of course, they had to hear all the latest gossip about people that they had met and things that they had done here in the area. And we also, Mutzi and Charlie in Strasbourg, one of the ladies in attendance at the meeting was, I do not remember her name at the moment, but she was a house guest with you maybe last year. Anyway, she was so excited that someone from here came to Strasbourg and spoke to the group. But anyway, I think we were well received, and we did appreciate being there. And hopefully some of the group that we spoke to will come visit you. Is there any old business? No? Any new business? No one with ideas? All right. Well, I know you all came today to see this great dance group, and Bertha, if you could work your way forward. Bertha is the program chairman, for those of you visiting with us, and we'll introduce our program today. Bertha.
I really don't need to come here to introduce them, because I think you already know the group, but, and I'm not going to tell you anything about them. I'm going to let Ellis, are you the president, Ellis, of the Alsatian Dancers of Texas? He will give you a little description of how this group was formed back in 1980. But I just want to say that in 1978, when we went to Niederanson for the twinning of that city with Tijenas, Ellis and Mary Margaret went along with us. And I guess if it hadn't been for them going on this trip that year, we wouldn't have any Alsatian dancers today, because that was the seed that started the whole business. And Ellis will tell you about that in a minute. But we're really happy they came. We know it's an imposition for them to give up their time on Sunday to come and dance. They already danced here yesterday. I wasn't aware of that when I asked them to do this, that they were going to have to be over in Hondo on Saturday. And so here they are on Sunday, and they're back again to entertain us. And Ellis will give you all the details of this group. So let's welcome them.
Ellis, would you like to...
Bert just reminded me that our very first public performance was for CCHA in Queehee, which I guess would have been back in about 1980. Our first dance is one that's probably familiar to all of you. The tune is, and the song is, kind of the national anthem of Alsace. It was originated in a cafe near Strasbourg, but it's become sort of their general purpose song. Whenever the good times roll in Castroville, Alsace, you'll hear them singing about a fellow named Hans who lives in a mosquito swamp. Der Hans im Schnuckeloch. Hey!
story on our next dance is that there was a certain village, they had a rather strict priest who wouldn't allow the young folks to dance before a wedding. However, as soon as the knot was tied, well, they'd get out in the square in front of the church and do this dance. The name comes from a pretty dreadful French pun, Cécile Allemande. This is a German step. What it got polluted into was La Salamander, the salamander. Adrian mentioned the Association of Alsace in the United States. We're indebted to them for the hats the ladies are wearing. We just got our two great big humongous boxes of hot hats straight from Strasbourg, courtesy of the Castroville Chamber of Commerce, so we're real pleased to have them all properly headdressed. We make no claim this next dance is anything but pure Texas, but it's fun and we like to do it. To protect our image, we've translated the title into Alsatian. Saint Not a Medla. You're going to recognize it as 10 Pretty Girls. Thank you.
while Ellis is getting his music ready, one of the pictures that we showed to the group in Alsace was our dance group. When they had gone over, Ellis probably going to do this anyway, but anyway, when they went over to do participate in a wedding, right, of your dance teacher, right, Roland. And here they are dancing with their straw Western hats. So if you can imagine them doing all that, that's really great. The group had a real kick out of that.
While we're on the subject, might give a little more history about how we did come into existence. When we were at the twinning of Niederensen, Oberensen, and De Hennis, they had a wonderful program for us. It was an all-day celebration, and there was a real fine folk dance group performed for us. And the eternal school teacher over here asked our American consul for some way she'd get the instructions and music to take back to the students over here at Medina Valley. And he said, better yet, we'll send you an instructor. So a year and a half later, this fellow, Roland Bent, showed up and spent a month with us. And when he left, he could have been elected mayor of Castroville. Everybody fell in love with him. But he was, among other things, taught the group the dances, gave some courses on the Alsatian language, went to the different school campuses, and gave some Alsatian culture to all the different students over there, and just generally put in his time real well. When we were just getting started, he said there was one dance that was very popular in France back in the 1800s. We said it's kind of complicated. He wasn't real sure he'd be able to teach it to us. We said, heck, we'll try anything once. And so he fired up his accordion and was very much surprised to see everybody get up and start dancing. Because what we didn't realize till then was that this difficult dance they called the Farce of Young had survived in Texas as Put Your Little Foot. Thank you. Those of you who are acquainted with us know that this is strictly a family entertainment. We've got multiple generations of practically everybody that's here tonight. There's Charlie and Carrie Cease and Joe Huth and Stephen and Chrissy and Michelle and Allison Kemp and Mary Margaret and Bill and Jeff. So we got quite a crew here. Start them young and keep them at it. This next dance is known as a Quits Polka in Alsace, Polka of the Cross. Variations of it are found in Germany and Austria and Poland. We've had some small success with this one as a rain dance, so watch out. For reasons that have become obvious, we call it Hoy Hoy. Generally go into one of my talking routines after that one to give them a chance to bow a little bit. You might be interested a little bit in about the costumes our dancers are wearing. The red vest, black hat, and so forth combination was pretty much standard throughout Alsace 150 years ago, and these were the Sunday go-to-meeting costumes you'd find over there. You'll considerably more variation in the ladies' dresses. They tell us that back then each village had its own distinctive pattern, and a real expert could look at a lady's dress and tell where she came from. But the only thing we're real sure of now is that a red skirt denoted a Catholic village, and green, blue, purple, or whatever was a Protestant. All of these have been made generally by the ladies that are wearing them. But after seeing pictures from the dance crews, we think they're fairly authentic, except that theirs are wool as befits their climate, and ours are cotton as befits our climate. You may have noticed that most of these dances don't really have much of a plot to them. This next one's an exception. It's a courting dance and we understand it was considered very permissive back in Victorian times. It's called Gemütlichkeit.
the rewind button, and I shouldn't have.
Incidentally, the Alsatian dancers have always had a soft spot in their hearts for CCHA. Y'all were our first sponsors and brought us our first PA system, and it's been used widely and well. We really appreciated it. Our getaway music is a chain dance from the Mardi Gras season called Fala Rosa Blemala, or Violets, Roses, Little Flowers. Children dance from house to house begging for kyokla, which is a kind of a donut, and when they're given some, it's supposed to bring good luck to the home of the giver. Follow goes up Blimala. Thank you. Thank you very much. We enjoyed it.
Thank you very, very much for coming, Ellis, Mayor Margaret, and all of the dancers. It was really wonderful. Let's give them one more hand because it was wonderful. I think their costumes, too, are really great. I've just been noticing them as they danced, and they've done a terrific job making those dresses, I can tell you. The embroidery and all that is handmade. What? Yes, we thought we'd have them come back and say, Ellis, you tell me the name. Come back in so we can introduce you individually. Stephen Huth? Right from the Huth family. All right. Mary Margaret Burgess. Randy Shearhart.
Allison Kim. And Michelle Kim. And old Charlie Sees. Bill Burgess. And Chrissy Kim. And Chrissy Huth. Excuse me, all the pieces. And Joe Huth. And Bill Jeff Burgess. And Carrie Sees.
It's really good. You can really recognize a lot of Alsatian names in there, can't you? And we're happy to have the Burgesses join us out here in Medina County to add to those Alsatian names. Well, thank you again, everybody. Okay. Get a picture. Okay.
Smile. Again, one of the pictures that we showed was of Charlie and his daughter Carrie over there, and you know, Carrie was such a pretty girl, and Carrie says you made your own costume? You did the embroidery. Oh, my goodness. Really? Carrie won the best of the show at the, what now? The county fair. With her embroidery work. Well, great, Carrie. And another, let me see, Mrs. Kemp. Well, the whole group, but we had a close-up of a few, and they were very impressed. And also, I know that sometimes the colors mean, or the costume means you're either single or married. So I'm assuming that Carrie's got on a single blue and... Yeah, why don't you stand out here so they can see better? And notice all the embroidery. I know that several... There are books describing the costumes. However, and I think Moosey and Charlie have found the same thing, we could not find a book in English describing the costumes. So we bought the French version. And hopefully we can get it translated someday. But everything has a meaning on these costumes. And as soon as we could know exactly what all that means, we're going to have it for the CCHA. Bertha?
No. Are you going to be staying around a while for refreshments? No? Well, some, okay, just so some of you are, and then you can take a closer look, ladies, if you want to look at their aprons and all later on. Thanks again for coming. We're so grateful to you. We really enjoyed it. I'll just take a minute to thank you. At this time, it's my fourth Christmas as a program chairman, and I want to say thank you to all of you who served as hospitality chairman in these, I was 3.5 years, but I did the Christmas 4 years ago. And that's the hard part, to ask people to be chairman, and then they have to get helpers to make cookies and all kind of goodies and to do all those sorts of things. So I really do thank any of you and all of you who are sitting here, whoever helped us with the refreshment committees. And also to all of you who helped on the programs. Many of you were part of our programs. And Adrienne, I must say, gave me a lot of good support. She was always encouraging when I think things weren't going to be all right. She assured me they were going to be okay. So it was wonderful to have her helping me along. So thanks again to everybody. I've enjoyed it very much.
Come on, Lucy.
Today's chairman are Kathleen Finger and Rosie Elvoit, and it seems they and all of their members have come up with some good door prizes, and I believe Lucy is going to tell us about it. Oh, well, who's going to tell us about how they're going to win a door prize? It's a secret to me. I don't know.
You tell.
Okay. 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 Shall we look? Shall we go ahead then? All right. Look. Look at your little name tags, everybody. And behind the name tag, there is a number. All right. Be looking to see if you have a number. And